Well, if anybody out there is listening, I'm Devin Boker, and this is 500 Days Happier. I'm no expert in happiness. I'm not an expert in writing, and while I do have multiple other podcasts, all science and nature related, I wouldn't consider myself an expert in podcasting either. Anything I do write or podcast about, it's usually an excited rambling on nature, wildlife, or some other sciencey topic. And the occasional long and opinionated Facebook posts on some socio-political issue or current event when I need to vent my frustrations with the world at large. Yeah, I'm one of those people. And it's okay, because I hate me too. Yet, despite all of that, I'm doing this for the next 500 weekdays. So what exactly is this? Let's start with who I am. What I am is a 28-year-old father of two, husband to my best friend of 15 years, high school science teacher with a background in wildlife biology, host and founder of The Wildlife, naturalist, socially awkward lover of geekery. I'm privileged without a doubt. I'm fortunate in countless ways. Yet, I also struggle deeply with major depressive disorder, social anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress, the diagnoses of which are almost undoubtedly a sign of my aforementioned privilege. I measure my self-worth based on my productivity and accomplishments, which is entirely symptomatic of my being a people-pleasing perfectionist with such an intense fear of failure and disappointing others that I'm also a deeply chronic procrastinator. I do for others and I rarely do for myself. I turn everything I love into a job, a requirement, an obligation, a task that needs to be perfected and proven worthy through external validation. I'm filled with self-loathing and lacking in self-compassion. I spend most of my time in my mind, which is constantly obsessively questioning anything and everything, picking myself apart and my actions apart, telling myself I am not smart enough, not strong enough, loving enough, present enough, that I am not enough. And to that, I'm saying enough. In fact, that's been front and center focus for majority of my 2020. Which brings me to what this is. I've been on a quest for the past 9 months to find happy. I'm not sure I know what it looks like or feels like, though, and that has made this whole quest thing more difficult. I hit a real low point back in March of this year. I went to the doctor, got prescribed two medications. It helps some, but one of the first things they tell you is that medication isn't a cure-all. It's a booster. It's meant to help even out brain chemistry and make the real work of getting better easier to bear, to take on, to manage. What is the real work? That's just the thing. Anyone who has ever struggled with mental health, which is 1 in 5 U.S. adults, by the way, and no, you're not alone, has heard it all before. Oh, you're depressed? You just need to exercise, eat healthy, choose happy, focus on the positive. Oh, you're anxious? I'm stressed too. You just need to be more mindful, sleep more, eat healthier, exercise, stop worrying, let it go. If you're one of those 1 in 5, you already know what I'm thinking and feeling. But thing is, and as hard as this is to say, they're right. And that sucks to say because that means accepting that I have some semblance of control in all this. And if that's the case, then what the hell am I wasting my life for being miserable? It's a hard pill to swallow. Anyway, I started online therapy through BetterHelp back in March of this year. It was enormously helpful. I've been exercising fairly regularly, mostly yoga and running for that same period of time. I've been trying meditation off and on, same with healthy eating, yet I'm still struggling. Part of the issue I recognize is that I've been trying to do too much at one time too perfectly, which, yeah, duh, of course I would do that. That's literally who I am at my core. Part of it is I don't know exactly what feeling I'm chasing. Like, what is happy? How does it feel? How will I know? Is it a destination or a journey? About a year ago, I watched this TED Talk about something called the Happiness Advantage. At the end of it, Sean Ager provides a list of ways to create lasting positive change in your life. And it's mostly what you'd expect and borderline infuriating in their simplicity. Feels like an attack on experienced struggles to suggest that the solution is just that easy. The research-supported solutions are as follows. 3 gratitudes, journaling, exercise, meditation, and random acts of kindness. None of these things require a lot of time. The catch, you've got to pick one and do it 21 days straight. One of the things that Sean Ager points out is, if he were to know everything about your external world, research shows that you can only predict about 10% of someone's long-term happiness with that information. The rest is genetic, attitude, and internal. Wow. I also just happened to finish listening to a book by a man named Neil Pasricha. It's called The Happiness Equation. Want nothing plus do anything equals have everything. In the book, Neil cites some of the very same research as Ager, but also highlights some other very good points and insightful tidbits, one of which was the 5 biggest regrets of the dying, which I promptly rephrased into a list of ways to live a regret-free life. I set it as my phone background so that I end up reading them about 5,000 times a day, because, you know, I can't stop picking up my phone. And they go like this. 1. Live a life true to yourself, not the life others expected of you. 2. Don't work so hard. 3. Have the courage to express your feelings. 4. Stay in touch with your friends. 5. Let yourself be happier. What was hard about that, and continues to be hard about this, is that is the exact opposite way that I approach life and that I live life. I realize that if I make it to an old age, I have the opportunity to look back at my life, that based on those 5 things, I will have a life full of regret. I don't want that to be the case. All of this is to provide you with some context as to where I'm at, what my train of thought has been as I begin this personal made public 500-day journey I'm embarking on. Will I share every little detail about every little thing? Ha, no. There are some things I'm comfortable sharing and others that I'm not. At least not yet. I'm doing this, honestly, entirely out of self-interest and as a self-accountability measure for myself. I'm not doing this for likes, clicks, downloads, nothing like that. I probably won't even produce any of this unless it's, you know, out of my own enjoyment. Another way to put this is I'm doing this for me and because I want to. I make no promises, I have no guarantees, I barely even have a plan. The plan I do have is this. Over the next 500 weekdays, I will post 1 daily blog post as well as an audio podcast version as a sort of journal. That's one of the things on Sean Ager's list. I'm going to take this slow so I don't burn myself out. I'm going to share 3 gratitudes, connect my hopes and goals of the day to the 5 ways to live a regret-free life, and highlight a small moment or thing I appreciate or regularly take for granted. As time goes on, I plan to move through the list provided by Sean Ager 21 days at a time. I will continue current healthy habits, work to build others, and overall share my journey to what I hope will be a happier and healthier me. Why? Well, mostly because I'm sick of being miserable, but also because I'm sick of reading the same tips and tricks over and over and having no practical frame of reference or real life examples of how to implement them, or what it looks like, or what the reality and struggles are in actually building these habits and rewiring your brain. So, I'm making my own. Here's to change. Wish me luck. Day 1 of 500 starts tomorrow.